March 4th, 2019, Eight of Cups and Page of Swords and Queen of Coins, hovering. This is quite the retrograde, isn't it? Have fun. I drew these cards this morning in Hollywood in a little old hotel where I like to stay when I'm there, but would have had to rush to write. We don't want to rush. People see the Death card in the tarot with the scary skull and scythe and of course assume the worst, but the Death card doesn't mean a physical death as much as it means the death of something that needs to die, depending on what the other cards say it is. A cycle ending, a change, death of an old way of being, but the tarot can be much more subtle than that. The Eight of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, shows a human departing a rather sad-looking, half-finished stack of gold cups along a drying shoreline. He left before he was done, basically. Why, it's not for us to know, and even he or she doesn't know. We watch the red-caped figure disappear as they leave, the moon watching and guiding him or her out to the open sea. The young and vigilant Page of Wands, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, hovers in the center position over the other cards, and what struck me this morning was that on the Morgan Greer card, the page faces right, while traditionally, and on the old-timey decks, he or she faces left. I'm seeing the images superimposed, facing both past and future positions. In the future position is the Queen of Coins, which is my card, basically, as many planets in Virgo as I have. And it occurred to me that the last time I'd spoken to my brother, a Libra, was from this hotel. Pages are young, and John was a grown-ass man when he left this earth too soon, but of course, no matter how old your little brother is, he's always going to be your little brother. He's holding his sword up as if protecting my back. Always. And that's what happened.